This is PFC James Allegra, and I have a very special guest with me. I have Master Sergeant retired Leroy Petrie, Medal of Honor recipient.
It's an honor to be here.
It's an honor to have you, sir, and as well as your friends who are in here as well. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
My name is Matthew Bradford, Corporal, United States Marine Corps.
I'm retired Sergeant First Class Joseph Healy, Joe.
Retired Sergeant First Class Josh Olson.
Master Sergeant retired Chris Corbin.
Corporal, retired with the USMC.
We have a lot to talk about. Right now, we're going to jump back into the music right here on AFE and the Eagle, the station serving you, America's best.
If you're tuning in right now, this is PFC James Allegra, and I am with Master Sergeant retired Leroy Petrie, Medal of Honor recipient, and he has a few of his friends in the studio as well, and they are talking about resiliency, connectivity, and suicide prevention.
We're here with Troops First Foundation. We're a part of a program called Operation Proper Exit, where we're talking about resiliency and opening up the communication between veterans, active duty, and hopefully a suicide prevention type of campaign, but also motivating the soldiers and everyone that we're going to come in contact with, hopefully. There's a lot of needs for warriors and their families that a lot of times the Army just can't cover for everyone. And that's where we look to these benevolent organizations to step in and kind of fill the gaps and get them back on track and get them moving in the right direction. And with Troops First Foundation, it's one of my favorites because they recognize the need and they try to help out and they don't exploit the troops. So when we were talking to the NCO Academy, I don't know if this kid was an adrenaline junkie, if you want to call it that, but he asked the question. He said, how do I find the next level of adrenaline, the rush? Do I go skydiving? What do I do? And he asked for suggestions and told him just to volunteer to help somebody else. And that is the greatest reward and adrenaline rush you'll ever have, is helping somebody else.
This is Rory Hamill. This is my first go around. Pretty sure everybody here that has been on this trip with me has already been extremely active in the Troops First Foundation, and I'm the baby on this trip. And quite honestly, I didn't know what to expect upon undertaking it, and I was kind of anxious, kind of nervous, but I was also trying to remain calm because I didn't know what kind of emotions would come out, what would be brought out. I can tell you firsthand, stepping into the hospital room yesterday that I had passed through when I first got injured from Afghanistan, was completely, it helped heal a lot of stuff that I didn't even know I still had. It helped me to get a form of closure and to walk in and walk out of that room on my own terms instead of getting wheeled in completely maimed on a gurney. And that alone has made this entire trip worthwhile for me.
This is PFC James Allegra, and I have with me my guest, Master Sergeant retired Leroy Petrie, Medal of Honor recipient, and his warrior friends who are here to tell their personal experiences and stories.
So I kind of want to ask you some questions about the Medal of Honor that you received. So when you first got it, what was going on through your mind when you were first getting out of war? The president's right there.
I actually whispered in his ear during the ceremony, and he got a big smile, and a lot of photographers and stuff asked me later on, what did you whisper in his ear? Made him smile. And while I was on the stage, I was looking out into the crowd and saw a lot of my family, a lot of my friends, most of the guys that were on the mission with me, and the family of the guy that was killed on that mission. And I said, rarely do you ever get all the people you want under one roof. And I said, unless it's your funeral and you're not there to enjoy it. So to have all these people here today and have them being recognized as well is an honor for me.
And it is actually an absolute honor to have you in the studio as well, sir. And I also want to ask, like, what has life kind of meant to you since that award?
Every day is a blessing. Every time I wake up, I know that I have an opportunity to make a difference in somebody's life and to better my own.
Also, what has life meant to you, especially being, you're basically motivational speakers for soldiers and wounded warriors?
I kind of think we should introduce them. We have... most of these guys that are my friends are either missing a limb, blind, or unseen injuries that sometimes the are overseen because they aren't visual injuries. Matt?
I think for me, on the day of my injury, and once I realized I got my life straight, I just wanted to serve others. I wanted to, you know, remember those who've given the ultimate sacrifice, you know, the 23 Marines in my battalion that lost their lives, and the many friends that lost their lives due to suicide. You know, I wanted to go out and share my story, but I also wanted to pay tribute to those and make sure that wherever I go, that I'm extremely grateful for their service and their sacrifice, and that their legacy never ends. So serving others is something that I really want to do and make sure that their stories are never untold and they're never forgotten.
This is Joe Healy. Since retiring, I've struggled to find, you know, the appropriate level of purpose and relevance. But since being able to help others, hopefully that they learn and don't make the same mistakes and have the same struggles I have. So advocacy through spreading the word and selfless service.
This is Josh Olson. I just wanted to demonstrate to people that just because one door closes and slams in your face doesn't mean that you have to stop looking for a door to open. Something bad can happen, but you can look for the good in it and get on with life and find more opportunities.
This is Master Sergeant Retired Chris Corbin. I would argue that every time we have one of these trips and several of these talks during the day, it does us as much good as it does anybody else. People look at us and the fact that we're still carrying on, still, you know, pushing the word forward and motivating guys. Guys just look at us and they tell us that you guys are such an inspiration. I go back to any time you teach a subject, be it something in the military, marksmanship or anything else, or just go as simple as something mathematics. Anytime you teach a subject, you get better at it. So anytime we talk about our own personal experiences, good and bad, and we push that forward on other people and have learning points from it, I think that makes us stronger as individuals and as a group of friends. I think it does us as much good as it does anybody else. And I argue that point with anybody who wants to.
This is Rory Hamill. I started doing a lot of outreach in my local community with veterans, as well as public speaking, as a way to essentially find answers for myself at first. And then, like Chris was saying, I found that along the way, as I opened up and as I shared more of my story, it became extremely cathartic for me. So now I've made it my life's mission to give back to the veteran community and to assist individuals like ourselves who may not necessarily know what they're dealing with at the time.
I do want to say to all of you, you are absolute heroes, and everybody knows this. And we actually have a lot more to talk with you later this hour. So stay tuned, everybody.
I'd like to thank Master Sergeant retired Leroy Petrie, Medal of Honor recipient, and his friends for coming in to the studio today.
On behalf of David Faraday's Troops First Foundation, thank you for having us, me and my friends.
I also have a really important question. I hear you like to go to the gym a lot. So who do you think out of all of y'all benches the most?
That would be Sergeant First Class retired Joshua Olson.
Beefcake. Stay classy, Bavaria. Drop the mic.